The New Zealand Principals Federation, NZPF, says the new government needs to prioritise reducing violence in the classroom ahead of all other education issues. A quarter of primary teachers feel unsafe in the classroom, according to a national survey released in June of this year. And research published in May of last year revealed that 27% of primary principals had experienced violence from students. Perry Rush is the New Zealand Principals Federation President. Perry, kia ora.
Kia ora, Wallace.
So, a big enough issue for this to be prioritised above all other education issues, the issue of violence?
Look, I think so. I think the concern is that we are seeing a significant increase in violence in the classroom, and there is no answer. The system does not have an answer for these children. The only answer, we are told by the Ministry of Education, is ultimately to be able to stand down or suspend the student. And look, principals do not think those sorts of responses are appropriate. They can be very damaging for young people's future. And we think the system has to come up with a better way of dealing with this challenge.
Quite a challenge. What do you think it is, Perry? Why do you think that it's on the rise?
Well, look, I think we have significant issues with our young people. I think we see the impact of trauma in their lives. We know that in many instances there are young people in our schools that come from backgrounds where they have experienced harm, and we are seeing that on the increase. We know that that poverty in New Zealand is a very significant concern, and we see the impact of deprivation in our communities, in our schools, and part of the landscape of that challenge are young people that deal with a whole range of very serious issues that can impact very severely on their decision making and their behaviour, and we are seeing that more than ever in our schools.
Right, tough for students, of course, and parents, but also tough for the people who you represent, the principals. I see here that a research shows primary school leaders are more than 10 times likely to face physical attacks than the general population.
I think it's true. We had a very similar finding out of Otago University in collaboration with the Otago Primary Principals Association, highlighted a very similar set of findings around violence towards teachers and principals. And look, I think we have for a very long period of time wanted to work carefully with policies of inclusion in New Zealand schooling, and it's been appropriate to do that. But I think we have to confront this very thorny challenge of considering whether there are occasions when young people, holding young people in classrooms alongside other young people who may have very serious issues that result in them being violent towards their peers or towards their teacher, is actually an appropriate policy going forward. I think in such an instance, it's not. The system does need to resolve better ways of supporting these young people, and of course eliminating the very negative impact that violent young people are having on their peers and on the teachers who come to work not expecting to be harmed in any way.
All right, New Zealand Principals Federation President Perry Rush, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Wallace.
What do you think of this, Alan Blackman? I mean, you're not in primary teaching, but teaching nonetheless. Quite extraordinary, really, ahead of all other education issues. Can you relate to this?
Well, no, I honestly can't. I mean, you know, when I grew up and went through school, nothing like this. My goodness, you know, you held your teachers in awe. You wouldn't go near them, for goodness sake. And the most horrifying thing about this story is that it's primary teachers, for goodness sake. A quarter of primary teachers feel unsafe. We're talking kids, what, maximum 9 or 10 years old? You know, where is this coming from?
It's obviously
you know, socially rooted, isn't it? You know, we've got poverty, and maybe back in my day, everyone was a little bit more equal. Everyone was maybe a little bit on the poorer side. I don't know, but you know, obviously something in the last 30, 40 years has exacerbated all of this, and And it's just a horrifying statistic, a really horrifying statistic. And the, you know, they're right. Gosh, the government has to do something about this, or somebody has to do something about this.
I'm looking at the... Actually, this is from June of 2020. This is John Gerritsen's piece here, report saying that 25% of teachers often experience serious disruption from children in their classroom. What do you make of this, Jenny, the fact that reducing violence in the classroom comes ahead of all other education issues? It's got to say something, the scale of the issue, Jenny.
Yeah, I think clearly it does have, but my goodness, you know, the shame that we're at that point. You know, we're at the point where the most important thing is to resolve violence in the classroom and not to teach our children, because that's the most important thing, surely. And I agree with Alan. It's horrifying to think that we've come to this. And I was sort of racking my brains when I read this story, trying to work out why. Why are 7, 8, 9-year-olds more violent today than they were when we were kids? What has changed? What has made it that way? And it really, you know, you can only trace it back to the inequality that we see in society. These kids are acting out because of things at home, outside of school.
So, for example, one Auckland principal said they were reporting more problems with 5-year-olds. A growing lack of self-regulation. Maybe this is what reflective of some of the societal stresses coming through. There may well be issues at home, whatever they may be. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It's quite unbelievable. I'd have to say I was totally unaware of this until I read that story. You know, the scale of it is frightening.